I don't work until the lights are turned out. Let's see here.
Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said a Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said Pizza Hut, pizza to go. It's time for the good night, sleep, and a little red light. Song, music, appreciation podcast. We appreciate it.
Why you got such a stick stuck up your ass?
Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said a Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said Pizza Hut, pizza to go. It's time for the good night, sleep, and a little red light. Song, music, appreciation podcast. We appreciate it.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back. Same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back. Something that made you come back again. And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Something that made me come back again. And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
'Cause we got.
Well, Steven, welcome back.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Welcome back, Harwood.
Welcome back, Harwood.
So, what do you think?
It's been, huh?
What do you think about the show, Harwood?
Oh, I think
at 7:22.
You know, they always
PM.
There was a brief time that they wanted to show it at 7:22 a.m.
Yeah, there was one time, yeah.
And they wanted to do that. They wanted to do that simply. The only day that they would do that on would be every April 15th to commemorate that sad moment in history when Abraham Lincoln took his last breath, which happened at 7:22 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's kind of morbid.
Mm-hmm.
But that show was kind of morbid.
Did you see the last episode of Harwood?
No.
Harwood, hey, let me just play it for you.
Okay.
It's been a while since we got together, hasn't it?
Wow. Summer in the City. Yes, Jason, indeed it has. It has been, well, since March.
Wow.
It's good to be back, though.
Welcome back. Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back.
John Sebastian. I have really missed this, and I'm glad that we're doing this again. This has not been a good year for the podcast. I mean,
no.
You've had a round of medical problems.
Yeah.
but you seem to be doing better.
Yeah.
And not to get into something that's not really anybody else's business.
And I got fatter, too.
Yeah. But, you know, there's been some drama within the family as well.
Yeah, and it's not even a blood family member.
I know.
Boo.
But that's really all we can say about that, OH43.
Okay, here is the last episode of Harwood.
Okay.
Stay informed. News 24/7.
Stay tuned this evening for Harwood. Harwood discovers that he's in love with his 19th cousin. Watch Harwood tonight at 7:22 p.m.
You didn't see that episode?
I didn't see that. Was that the very last episode?
Last Sunday's.
Who was Harwood's 19th cousin?
The name was Deborah.
Ooh.
But, you know, this coming week of Harwood, I found out through the TV Guide, it said that it says something like, stay tuned this evening for Harwood. Harwood finds out his 19th cousin, Deborah, is really his 21st cousin, so he dumps her. That's Harwood, tonight at 7:22 p.m.
Great plots on that show. Great storylines. Just a damn good show.
It has a lot of tie-ins with that show, Sugar Fleas.
Yes, I remember the show Sugar Fleas.
Donna gets hit by a moose who is also in love with a moose. That's Sugar Fleas tonight at 7:22 p.m. Yeah. They come on at the same time but different days.
Did Sugar Fleas, was that a spinoff of Harwood, or was Harwood a spinoff of Sugar Fleas? Or did those shows have nothing to do with each other?
Until one day.
At all.
Yeah. Well, one day they started off separate, and then one day the writers for Harwood and Sugar Fleas got together. Hey, let's just make a crossover episode. So that's how that happened.
Yeah. Is that kind of like the time when Richie and Fonzie met Mork?
Yes, in a dream sequence. But then Mork was so popular, they went ahead and
did Mork and Mindy.
Yes, which you're not a fan of that show.
I'm really not. I've watched it, and I don't know. I don't think it's great. There's a lot of shows that I don't really think that are great, and I'm afraid if I say them all, I might offend Jason. So
go ahead, say one.
I will.
I'm my friend Jason. Let's go ahead and say one. Okay.
Coach. That's another one I don't like.
Well, you know what? Since you said that, I don't like it as much now. I don't know why. How'd that happen?
It's not that great.
What happened?
I don't like the Donna Reed show.
Don't tell Melissa that.
I don't like Dennis the Menace, but you don't like Dennis the Menace.
Mr. Wilson, I just peed my pants.
I don't like, this is a bit, I don't like Friends.
I don't like the first two or three early seasons of Friends, but I kind of like the later seasons.
I do like MASH, though.
I like MASH.
As a matter of fact,
I like cheese.
Last year, last summer, 2018, that was the summer of RoboCop and Terminator for Stephen Harwood.
Oh, I like RoboCop.
This summer, 2019, has been the summer of MASH. That has been all summer. The movie, the show, and the first three books, which are not that great. The first, you know, the original MASH, a novel about three army doctors. I've read that. This is like my third time to read it. And it's not bad, especially, you know, when you read it, you're like, oh, I remember this in the movie. And there's even little parts of that book that actually they used in the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff from that they used for the show.
Mm-hmm.
But the sequels, MASH Goes to Maine and MASH Mania, they're not that great.
Yeah.
they're just kind of hard to follow, and they just seem to kind of ramble off on different things. That wonderful.
They're so bad you can't get them in audiobooks on audible.com.
Oh, yeah. But even though I bought these books off of eBay, I'm going to keep them because they're the MASH
You don't
books.
Throw books away.
Yeah, yeah.
You do not throw books away.
Well, I've never thrown a book away.
You better not.
I did have to throw away my copy of first copy I got of Death of a President by William Manchester were falling out.
Oh, I thought you said it fell in the toilet.
No.
You're reading it
I'd
and
read
dropped
a page
it in.
And I'd read a page and I'd get done with it and I'd tear it out and throw it away. Well, I was like, okay.
Well, that's what you have to do. How old is that book then?
That book came out, I think, in 1967.
And the book, it wasn't really put together 67. Too well, was it?
Well, that was an original copy that I got at one of the thrift shops here in town. But in 2013, on the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination, they reissued the book.
Good.
And I've got it.
No, good, good.
And it's one of the best books I've ever read.
Hmm.
I mean, it is like, I hate to say it, it's kind of the gospel of the Kennedy assassination, you know? I mean, it just goes into such...
Like the Bible?
Yeah, yeah.
Like we have of our show?
Exactly, the Bible, which I've got right here.
Ooh, it's fancy.
But
That new book?
This one's
Oh, that's the same. That's the New Testament.
This is the New Testament.
Yes, yeah.
This is the book of cheese.
So how far, let me see that. How far have you written in there?
Well, I'll let you look.
Just show me.
No.
Okay. I don't want to look.
No,
just show
Kevin, me. I want you to look.
I'll let you look. No, just show me.
I had to start this book. Let's see. I've got some other things written in here.
And we are on season, as of today?
Oh, by the way, this is season 7.
We've been doing this for 7 seasons.
Yes. Seven seasons. Now, season 6, I don't know what the hell happened with season 6. I mean, of course season 6 was a flop. This goes back to the theory that I came up with back in 2010 about the number 6 and how it's not a good number.
No, it's not.
And if you watch the old Richard Nixon show, you'll hear my rant about that. But
people are like, what the hell did that?
I know. It dawned on me the other day. I was like, well, of course season 6 was a flop. It was the 6th season. That just proves my point that 6 is a number with bad mojo. I started writing in this book. It was the first episode I wrote was episode 110, April 19th, 2017.
110. We're like on 201.
Actually, I think this will actually be 199. I've got to get some other things up here.
We haven't done. Well, I thought we already did episode 200.
We never got to 200.
So this is episode 200?
This is episode 199.
Oh.
Too bad we couldn't make episode 7. Let me rephrase that. It's too bad we couldn't make the opener for season 7, episode 2. You know what? Let's just make it episode 200. Forget 199.
No, we can't forget. That's my dad's police number.
Oh, okay. Well, then. I'm sorry.
So the next episode will be episode 200.
Did you text your dad?
About diarrhea? No, I did not tonight.
We'll talk about that another time. But I've got what I do is I have a notepad and I write down the dates, the episode number, everything that we covered, and then I'll go back and put it in this book. But I've got to do some serious catching up because the last episode that I wrote in here was episode 192, which was the 2018 retrospective.
You are behind.
I'm behind in a lot of things, man.
Let's see. What does the podcast thing say?
But if you go to the Facebook page, I keep up with that pretty faithfully.
I'll look at our. We got 3-star rate. I mean, we got 5-star rating by 3 people.
Yeah, you were telling me that.
So thank you, whoever you are out there.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. Let's see. Available episodes. Good night, sleepyhead. I have 199.
You
here.
Do?
Yeah. Today we listen to 99 James Bookers.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I put the wrong thing down. It's possible.
Well, let's just make this episode 200. If you're off and I'm off, we'll just officially call this.
Well, no, because 199, that was your dad's.
Well, I got right here. It says 199.
Okay.
No.
Let's see. Let me go here. Season 6.
6.
You know, it's too bad because we did feature some pretty good stuff in season 6, but, I mean. Okay, well. So the James Booker, the one where we featured Booker.
99 James Bookers I have right here.
So that's episode 199 because I have 198.
Oh, well, you know, let's just call it even. And this is episode 200.
Okay.
Because he told me what the next episode's about. We can't have episode 200. So sad.
Yeah.
So welcome to episode 200.
Okay.
Season.
Jason, play Welcome Back again. Let's start this whole thing over.
Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go.
All right. I'm ready.
Was the season 1 of Sugar Fleas.
So tell us, what was Sugar Fleas really about?
It's about Donna
and
her two sisters. And eventually they team up with Harwood for a while, and then Donna dumps him. Sorry.
Oh. Well, I'm kind of sad.
but since those two shows teamed up, both of those shows, the ratings went up a lot on the channel ILC. Even though the ILC is home of the I Like Cheese Race series, but, you know, if they're not showing racing, they're showing sugar fleas and Harwood.
Well, of course.
So.
And, you know, the ILC, their home base is in beautiful Slapout, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Next, the you know, you go to their, you know, the studio, right? It's right next to Hot Dog City Seafood Hut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And isn't China Palace there?
Yeah, China Palace is there.
And a half burger.
And Fukin's gas station.
Fukin's, yes. And Animal Shelter Cafe.
Well, Fukin's gas station is important. So, you know, and the animal cat.
You know what's amazing?
Everything's on the same street.
That's true. Everything is on the same street. And you know what?
This
is what blows my mind. I've been in Slapout. I had to drive through there in order to get to Mexico. And all those places that are there, they're not there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Maybe because they're on the same street.
I was looking.
You just didn't see it.
I was looking.
But, you know, like 321 South Main is China Palace. But when you get to... Debbie's Buffet, that's 5,000 South Main. So,
did I miss something?
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know how I could. I mean, you're in Slapout, Oklahoma for like 1/1,000,000th of a second. Okay. Well, I you know what? I was following my father-in-law, so I bet that's what it
well,
was.
You were
I was
just
so focused.
Though.
And I wanted to whoa.
Wow.
I wanted to stop and take some pictures, but, you know, that was my first time to ever drive out to New Mexico, and I had to follow my father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's all good. You'll get back there one day.
I'm sorry.
Take some pictures.
I will.
It'd be funny if you had a China Palace shirt and it said Slap Out Oklahoma, and you go into that gas station in real life. They're like, where is that at?
I could see. And it'd just be like, don't you know?
Yeah.
You live here?
Actually, someone wrote on my YouTube channel, hey, I went through Slap Out today. And it's not as, what do you say? I didn't see anything. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Well, just like me, he wasn't looking hard enough.
I guess so.
That's what it is.
Yeah, he said he drove through it. So
that's exactly what it is.
Not this guy's from Texas, so he's not too far from there.
No, where was he going?
I don't know.
Was he a Texican?
Yeah, maybe. I hope he didn't drive the Slap Out just for that.
A lot of those Texans that come up that way and go.
To Colorado.
Yeah.
New Mexico.
And up there at Red River.
With their Mexican radio. Radio. You ever heard that song? It's not a very good song.
What song is that?
Mexican Radio.
I don't think I have.
It's not very good.
You want to save that for a song that we hate?
This song, like, what the hell?
That's
maybe one of the new
That ought to be a new thing. What the hell songs?
Mm-hmm. Like Black Coffee in Bed.
Yes. That wasn't wonderful.
You liked it, you said?
Yeah. It's okay. It's not my favorite thing in the world. I don't think I enjoy it as much as I used to. It was a passing fancy.
Yeah. So, all right. What song do you have for us today?
Okay. Well, let me get on the old internet.
17 minutes into the show, finally.
Wow.
And while Steven's looking up his song, I have an announcement about the podcast.
You do that.
This is our last episode. No, I'm just kidding. This is our first episode in season 7. 200.
Episode 200. We have just decided within the past 10 minutes that this will be episode 200. And Eddie, no disrespect to you. So,
and
diarrhea.
And we're not coming to you every week, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're changing some things.
So we'll be
Man
every
Pams.
2 weeks. Man Pams.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to maybe give you 2 episodes a month instead of 4. But
and maybe they'll be a little bit longer.
We
but,
can do that, yeah.
But it's just easier for me and Steven. Because our fourth episode of the month is usually like this. Steven, what do you got for us tonight?
Yeah, we fall. We get really tired.
Mm-hmm. We're getting older.
We are getting older. You know, I am 4 years older than I was 4 years ago.
Except for me, I wasn't.
No.
So what do you got for us tonight?
Okay, well, you know, in the
I hope you guys don't mind. It's every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
now.
Well, you know... We're still here. We're just not going to be here as much. And there might be some, I don't know, do you think there are going to be some changes to our format?
Yes, we're not going to do, obviously, because it's not
Yeah,
here.
We're not equipped right now to do Flipside.
No.
You know, that's okay. We did that for 3 years, and that was great.
We'll probably just do whatever we feel like music.
Yeah, that sounds good
And
to
maybe
me.
It's
kind of a A return to what we used to do at the very beginning.
And maybe one episode down the road we'll do Wake Up Sleepyhead.
We could
bring
do that
back one episode.
We could certainly do that. Do a versus from time to time. Whenever.
I've been listening to a lot of that song, Laugh, Laugh, by, was it Bo Brummels or whatever?
Oh, the Bo Brummels, yeah. I always think of Uncle Buck.
I was thinking of the Flintstones because they were on the Flintstones.
Oh, they were? Mm. Oh, I think you told me that, yeah.
But the way they drew him, the guy who played the tambourine is supposed to be the lead singer. But they had the guitar player playing, doing the lead singing. So I was very upset.
Oh.
Still.
That's pretty shoddy for Hanna-Barbera, right?
I know. They put the wrong guy singing. They looked just like him, so I could tell which one was supposed to be the lead singer.
Yeah. Boo! Well, here's what we're going to do. In the spirit of what we used to do, like on Wake Up Sleepyhead, I think was what it was.
Yeah.
We just play the song. Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to play the song. And then I'll come back and give you some information.
Infomomation?
Infomomation.
Okay.
This is a great song, by the way. And I hope
it's it Laugh, Laugh?
It is.
Laugh, laugh, before I go. This is so hard to me.
Were smoking as the men withdrew. We stood on the cliffs and watched the ships slowly sinking to their rendezvous. They signed a treaty and our homes were taken. Loved ones forsaken. They didn't give a damn. Try to Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind. They call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold front, golden end. What a way to ride, oh, what a way to go. Stayed on to finish what they started. They never parted. They're just built that way. We had kin living south of the border. They're a little older and they've been around. They wrote in a letter, life is a whole lot better. Up your stakes, children, and come on down. Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold front, moving in. What a way to ride, oh, what a way to go. My clothes were wet and I was drenched to the bone. Been out ice fishing, too much repetition. Make a man wanna leave the only home he's known. Sailed out of the Gulf, heading for St. Pierre. Nothing to declare. Broke down along the coast, oh, but what hurt the most when the people
summer filled with ill content. This government had us walking in chains. This isn't my turn. This ain't my season. Can't think of one good reason to remain. Oh, we're worth in the sugar fields up from. It was evergreen up until the flood. You could call it an omen, point you where you're going. Set my compass north, I got winter in my blood. Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home.
That song, Steven.
Well, I'm glad that you did. That is one of my very favorite songs. That song is called Acadian Driftwood.
And it was sung by Aaron Burr.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was sung by Raymond Burr.
Oh. Perry Mason, Ironside.
Yeah, Ironside. In all seriousness, though, who did you think that was? I'll give you three guesses.
Man, I don't know. Wow. At first I said Leon Russell.
You were kind of close. You were not terribly far off.
So I'm going to go with Abe Lincoln.
No.
I'm really off on that one.
Yeah. You're pretty way off.
And probably Aaron Burr, the guy who shot
John Wilkes Booth.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, 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 ding. You're right. That was Aaron Burr. Yeah.
The guy that shot John
Wilkes
Booth.
The guy that shot John Wilkes Booth, mm-hmm. who was represented by Perry Mason. No, that's the band.
Oh.
That's the band.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That all makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. It's early September. This whole week right now in Enid, we're having our county fair. And for some reason.
We have a county fair?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They still have it. I entered, if you go to Facebook, you'll see it. I won blue ribbon for my campaign buttons. I entered them in the fair this year. I won a blue ribbon.
Did you compete with other campaign buttons?
That was the only. There was other pins, but none like mine.
So
I mean,
is it over the county fair?
No, I think it'll be done Sunday.
What's at the county fair?
Not much.
Because when I was a kid, they had rides.
Oh, I know. Well, that was when the fair was awesome. That was when they had all the baking, the baked goods and the antiques and the quilts in the Hoover Building. And they had all the vendors set up under the grandstand.
Yeah.
I want to go back under there someday and see if it looks the same. I'm sure it does. And all the rides were over there, kind of north of there.
No more rides.
No more rides.
No more baked goods.
Yeah, they still do that.
Oh.
They still do the antiques and the quilts.
Is it in the Hoover Building?
No, it's in the Expo Center. I know.
I like the Expo Center.
I can remember the last great fair I went to was in 1995. And that was still when they hadn't started building that Expo Center yet. And I can remember all the vendors were set up under the grandstands and the Hoover Building was just filled with the collectibles and things.
Mm-hmm.
And the rides were out there north of there. And I remember behind the Youth Activity Building, which is where the Branders now play, the country western band I play with.
Yeah.
they had like a, it was kind of like a sideshow, kind of a freak show sort of thing. They had like a giant dead whale and other, that's the only thing I remember, but this huge dead whale.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a freak show kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was when the fair was really still great, and it's not anymore, which is really sad.
They don't use the Hoover Building for too much, do they?
I don't think they do. I think people will still rent it out. I don't think they use the Youth Activity Building very much either. We use it every Wednesday night for our dance because we had to move out of the American Legion.
We used to have our family reunions out there.
The Hoover Building?
The Martins and the Chapmans and the Hoo-Haws, and we all got together.
Son of a Hoo-Haw.
We all got together there at the Hoover. I love the Hoover Building.
Yeah, it's a cool little building.
Saw Santa Claus out there when I was a kid.
And they used
presents.
They used to have the coin shows out there.
Oh, they don't use that for nothing now, do they?
Well, I'm here to tell you, once they started the Expo Center, they moved the coin show in the Expo Center. But this year, they moved the coin show back to the Hoover Building.
Yeah, because it's smaller.
I know, and that's not a bad little building.
No, it's not. It's awesome.
And I love
it. Still looks the same. Does it look the same?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's awesome.
I always loved going to the coin shows because I would find coins.
Wow.
But, no, I collected paper money from different countries, and I still do. But I would also, every now and then, there was one vendor specifically that always had campaign memorabilia, which is what I collect. And Mr. Knight, I remember, James Knight was his name, and I remember I bought a lot of pins from him. I was really sad when he passed away. He remembered me every year, too.
Oh,
I think I still have his card somewhere.
Call.
So, yeah.
I know he's passed away, but just call.
Yeah.
You might appreciate that.
Yeah. But yes, I am a blue ribbon winner for my collection of campaign and mourning buttons.
And that was this year.
Yeah. They're out there right now. Go on Facebook. I posted it on there.
Go to first.
I believe you. No. But no, my collection, I mean, these are my really, really valuable ones. The oldest one I have goes back to U.S. Grant. Wow. So that would have been between 1869 and 1877. It's a pin that has Grant and his running mate, Sholier Colfax, on there.
Sholier Colfax?
Yeah.
Wow.
Show me your Colfax.
I don't think so. Wow. Anyway, but, so that was the band.
Yeah, let me, I kind of got sidetracked there, but this time of the year when they always have the fair.
They have a fair?
Yes, they have a fair. I always get into the band this time of the year. The first time I ever got into the band, started really listening to their music back in 1999. It was around this time. And then about 3 years later, I had a 99,000, but yeah. About 3 years later, same time, the band came back. And now here it is again. I'm like, what is it about early September and the band and the fair? I don't know. For some reason.
They have a fair.
They have a fair. But yes, I want to give you some information.
Infomomation.
I always forget to say that, and I feel like I'm letting you down when I don't. So please forget.
Don't worry. You always let me know.
Okay. Acadian Driftwood is a song by the band. It was their fourth track on their sixth.
We have a fair.
We have a fair. The sixth studio album, Northern Lights, Southern Cross, which was released in 1975. It was written by Robbie Robertson.
Went to school with him.
He's my next door neighbor. Okay. The song is a portrayal of the troubled history of Nova Scotia and Acadia. Specifically, it is about the expulsion of the Acadians during their rivalry between the French and the British over what is now Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, and Maine. Now, the expulsion...
Yeah, we studied all this in Oklahoma history.
Yes, we do. The expulsion of the Acadians, also known as the Great Upheaval, was the forced removal by the British of the Acadian people from the present-day Canadian maritime provinces of Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island. Parts known as Acadia. I know I'm repeating myself. But I want a lot of those Acadians, a lot of those, you know, this is almost like kind of the Canadian Trail of Tears in a way.
Ah.
If that makes any sense. But a lot of those Acadians, a lot of those people ended up, you know, after being forced out by the British, they settled in a state called Louisiana. And those people are now what we call the Cajuns.
That's a hell of a commute.
Yeah, isn't it though?
Just keep walking. Oh, we can't walk anymore. It's the ocean. Yeah. It's the Gulf of Mexico. We got to stop.
We got to stop. Can't go any further. But, of course, you know, down in Louisiana, that's Cajun country, and I love all of that.
And there was a girl named Polk. Sally.
Chomp, chomp. Okay, I'm going to go on here. Robbie Robertson's lyrics were influenced by the poem Evangeline by Longfellow, which describes the deportation of the Acadians. On the band's recording of the song, lead vocal is traded on the verses between Richard Manuel, the late great Richard Manuel, the late great Levon Helm, and the late great Rick Danko.
Oh, yeah, they're all gone.
There's only two guys in the band left. That's really sad.
They're just them.
Yeah. They all harmonize on the choruses. The recording is noted for its overdubbed fiddle playing by Byron Berline, who happens to be the owner of the One Stop Fiddle Shop in Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
And that burned down at the end of February.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he build it back up?
I think he either has or is in the process. I think he lost a lot of instruments, but I think...
I saw he found one that has busted on the Facebook, and it was like,
it was like a prized mandolin, I think. Mm-hmm. But yes, that's Byron Berline playing the great fiddle part on there.
Oh, so he played with those guys.
Yeah, he played with the band. If I ever go there and meet him, I'd have to ask him about that.
He'd be like, I'm sorry, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that'd be sad. But,
that's me.
Yeah. A little bit more here to say. Robertson took poetic license with the historical record. The deportations happened prior to a formal war, so the war, as they say in the first verse, was not over. The expulsion began immediately after the British victory in the Battle of Fort Beauséjour, which was in 1755. Sorry. In present-day New Brunswick. And not after what went down on the Plains of Abraham, which was in 1759 in Quebec. Which that was another battle, I believe. The deportations ended when the war ended with the signing of the Treaty of Paris in 1763. And I want to read to you everyone that's playing on there. Of course, Richard Manuel singing lead and backing vocals, and he plays the clavinet. That's the keyboard instrument that sounds like a cross between a guitar and a harpsichord.
Exactly.
Levon Helm, lead and backing vocals, and of course, the incredible drum work that he did. Rick Danko, lead and backing vocals, bass guitar. Robbie Robertson, acoustic guitar, and it says here he used open tuning on that. And then the legendary Garth Hudson is heard on the accordion, the piccolo, and the bagpipe chanter. And at the very beginning of that, you'll hear the bagpipe. So it's really cool. And then Byron Berline on fiddle. So that is another great song by the band that kind of is in the same vein as The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, being a story song.
Very much so now. I love story songs.
I do too. And I love the band. I really love the band. Those guys were fantastic.
Something about September and the state fair. County fair.
We have a fair?
Yeah, we do.
You know what's so sad? Those five guys, like I said, only three of them are left. Only two of them are left.
They're just them, not the band.
I know. And out of the four of them were Canadians, and Levon Helm was from Arkansas.
That's so weird.
Yeah, but man, they made some great music.
Yes, the band did.
And the thing that I love so much about the band, really set them apart. You know, a lot of bands in those times, it seemed like you were either guitar, bass, and drums. Mm-hmm. You know, but the band only had one real true lead guitarist. You had guitar, you had bass, drums, then you had two guys on keyboards. But what was so cool about all the guys in the band, they all could play four or five different instruments.
Couldn't they all sing too? Or most of them could?
Robbie didn't sing a whole lot, and Garth Hudson never sang. He was strictly, you know, Garth Hudson's the great organist who played the Lowry organ and had the keyboards laying on the sides. He'd be reaching up playing over here.
Yeah.
Looks kind of...
Very cool.
Looks kind of like Karl Marx a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Take that, Karl Marx. Yeah. I love Garth Hudson.
I love Karl Marx. Nah, I'm just kidding. We don't love Karl Marx.
No. Well, that's a great song, and I hope you enjoyed that, Jason.
I did.
We haven't featured anything on the band by the band since season two, way back in the second half of 2015.
Was it The Night That Drove Old Poo-Poo Down?
That was. That was the first verses, because we did that, and we compared it to that real watered-down Pinko version by Joan Baez.
Oh, yeah. That was not...
She took that song, which, I mean, that song is about the defeat of the South, and the whole song is soaked in Southern blood, and she took it and turned it into an everyone hold hands and sing sort of thing.
That's not...
But you know what I
it's
read?
It's so bad I like it. That's how long.
Ugh. Yeah. You know what I read? That here in later years she has... And I think she changed up some of the lyrics to make it a little more, you know, a little more, I don't know what's the word I want to use, more happier, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, more snowflake. But I read that in more recent years, she has been singing it faithfully as Robbie Robertson wrote it. And I'm like, well, good for her for doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be a happy song.
No.
Not that drove Old Dixie down.
I know.
Man.
I drove Old Dixie down one time.
All right, ready for our commercial?
Jack Ruby. Yes, here's our... Who's sponsoring us today?
Right, Billy Graham. Billy Graham.
Billy Graham, the Billy Graham Evangelistical Association.
Here we go.
Come to Debbie's cafe. She said it's okay. Come to Debbie's cafe.
Debbie's Buffet, 5000 West Main, here in Slap Out, Oklahoma. Our food's okay.
Yeah, Bat's a Beat, Bat's a Bow. That's who that was.
Who was that sponsor, Jason?
That was Bat's a Beat, Bat's a Bow.
What the hell?
All right, you ready for my song?
Yes, I am.
I don't think you're going to like this, though.
Oh, are you going to play the theme from Coach? Man, I'm leaving.
Coach was on back in the 90s. Remember that? ABC.
Yes.
It might have been on TGIF Fridays. Remember that?
It seemed like it was like a Wednesday night show.
Oh, maybe it was.
My mom liked Coach.
It's okay. Until you told me you didn't like it, then I'm like, I don't think I like this show for some reason.
Good for you. I'm glad I influenced you. I remember
I
mom.
Don't watch, I turn it now.
Mom would watch Coach on ABC, and Dad would watch Home Improvement.
Oh, I never did like Home Improvement.
I used to when I was younger. I went through a phase where I thought Tim Allen was really hilarious, and now I'm kind of
not
like,
really.
Eh, no. Now he's got that. What's it called? Last Man Standing, I think.
Well, I never watched that either.
I don't either.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny, with hair down to here and plenty of money. And just when you think she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some mousy little girl. And then you know you better make up your mind and pick up on one other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Sometimes you really dig a girl the moment you kissed her, distracted by her older sister. When in walks her father and takes you in line,
says you better go home, son, and make up your mind.
Then you bet you better finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride. There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide?
Do you know who that was?
That was John Sebastian with some other ladies that I'm not familiar with. Who
that
are they?
That was John Sebastian. You're right. Good job. He's older now.
Yes, he is.
I like that song. And that was him singing, Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind? Very cool.
With the Mona Lisa twins?
How'd you know that?
I read what it said.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the
cool.
Mona Lisa twins. They're actually twins. They're from Austria. And now they live in Liverpool.
Good place.
And
good place for music.
They are fans of 60s music. They've been, probably been around about 7-8 years. I think they're like 25 now.
Oh, wow.
One of the videos I just saw.
They're young.
They are very young, but they really capture that 60s feel to their songs.
Yeah.
And they're twins, obviously. But one has bright red hair and like Pippi Longstocking, and the other one's blonde.
Are they identical?
I think they are. Huh. They look alike. If it wasn't for the hair being colored, I don't think you would know which one was which.
Probably not. That's what distinguishes them, sets them apart.
And they got beautiful voices.
Yeah, they sounded great.
They got such heavy accents. Listen to this.
Hello guys, we are the Mona Lisa Twins and we are about to film our second Q&A video. It's been a while since we've done one of those, so we've got loads of new questions. We'll start.
That's amazing. Wow. That they can sing.
And you said they were from Austria?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's cool.
And like I said...
They sounded great backing Sebastian up on there.
They did. And I guess they sang another song on their earlier in their career, Daydream. Remember that song by Love and Spoonful? What a day for a daydream.
Oh, yeah. Kind of a ragtimey, yeah.
And then they said John Sebastian got a hold of them and said they liked it. So
wow.
And they collabed and made that one. And
They collabed.
Gotta get shot for that. And they're really funny, too. Watch a little bit of this.
You will.
You can tell them living out.
That's a bus stop.
A bus stop, what day she's there.
Very Beatles / monkeys type sense of humor in their music.
Yeah.
Wait.
Just quirky.
Watch the solo parts. Really, it cracked me up for some reason.
Nice to think that.
Gotta admit, they're kind of funny.
Play everything.
Wow.
They can play guitar. They play drums. I think it's their dad that does all the engineering for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see him in the video, and they're just really good. There's a video of them playing in the tavern where the Beatles originally played.
Oh, yeah.
And there's several videos of them playing in there, so they said that was a highlight.
Oh, definitely. Playing in the place where the Beatles started.
They have a...
Can you download their music? That's
my next
question.
Yes, that's my next thing. Right now, I got the Mona Lisa Twins, the Play Beatles, and more on the iTunes.
Now, is it the one with John Sebastian that we just listened to?
That is on the one I have.
Okay.
The Mona Lisa Twins played the Beatles and more. And
you know, I've got to admit...
It's like track 11, though. And that's like... I mean, it's really good. They play... I don't like that song, White Room by Cream.
No, I never... I never liked it
either.
When
they sing it, I like it. I'm like, wow, they sing Glass Onion. Okay, let me just...
Just read the tracks.
On volume three, If I Fell, The Night Before, 59th Street Bridge song.
Feeling Groovy.
You Really Got Me. That's a really good version they sing.
Cool.
You're Gonna Lose That Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Morning Has Broken. The World Without Love. That's a funny video, too, of them. The Best Years of Our Lives. White Room, Glass Onion. Did you
Glass
ever have
onion.
To make it?
Haven't heard that in a while.
Make Up Your Mind. Time of the Season, which is good too.
The Zombies.
Yeah.
It's a cool song.
Hey Bulldog and Yesterday.
Hey Bulldog.
Let me play
it.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
There's a couple songs I like. I don't care for that song, but when I hear them sing, I'm like, they sing a little bit better.
You know, I've heard Do You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind a lot. And I remember there was a time I recorded some songs off the radio, and that was one of them. And I used to listen to that a lot. And I still like the original, but that's like a breath of fresh air, you know.
Mm-hmm. Somebody
just hearing it's just a nice facelift, I guess you could say.
Well, they're passionate about what these classic songs.
Well, you can
songs.
Tell. You can tell.
And they're so
they love it.
Young. And somebody asked them.
25, that's amazing.
Someone asked them on their question and answer, would you ever sing a Lady Gaga song? And they kind of made a face like, no.
Well, good for them. What a stupid question. Mm-hmm. Why would they ask that?
Because they do have an album of original songs, but they sound like stuff that you would probably hear in the 60s.
Yeah.
There's nothing way out there, but.
Yeah, probably some reporter for some music magazine big money to ask.
No, it was just like a YouTuber, people like us.
Oh.
So somebody's stupid.
Are you saying that we're stupid?
Sometimes.
Oh.
Listen to this real fast. Part of this. I think so.
It's the time of the season.
There's a question and answer.
When love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy.
Play a little bit of White Room.
Your daddy.
Like I said, I wasn't a fan of the Cream version, but I heard this. I'm like, man, they blew that out of the water.
Just for the record, I'm not a big fan of Cream or really Eric
or coffee.
I'm drinking coffee.
I bet.
Jason, that's
and I would almost say Glass Onion is better than the original.
I told you about Strawberry Fields. You know the place where nothing is real.
They're faithful to the original, but they make it their own too. Like Elvis would.
They put their own stamp on it. Yeah. And the way Ray Charles.
Yeah, and Ray. Isaac
Hayes. Leon Russell. They were great.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true?
Yes. They're big Beatles fans, obviously.
Help me understand. Because I've been in love before. And I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you.
So that's the Mona Lisa Twins. Get it at the iTunes.
Cool.
Now.
Well, that's great. Not only
they got a lot of albums on the iTunes, actually.
This has been a great episode because you brought something to the table that an old song, but with a little bit of a new twist.
Yeah.
So way to go, Jason.
Well, I accidentally. What was I looking up? I was looking up something, and I'm like, "Who are these girls?"
Were you looking up pictures of the Mona Lisa? By Leonard da Vinci.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because I was looking at the Mona Lisa pictures because I'm fascinated with the copies of the Mona Lisa that they recently discovered, but there's two other earlier prints of the Mona Lisa out there, and that's what I was looking up. That's right. That's funny you bring that up. There's one that's hanging in Spain, and there's another one in the Louvre now.
Yeah.
That's hanging up, and these two Mona Lisas are much younger looking than the original Mona Lisa.
I'd like to see those.
I'll show you here in a bit. And that's funny. I was looking at the Mona Lisa.
That's cool.
You were making a joke, but no, I really was looking at that.
Wow. I was making light of the subject, and it actually turned out to be.
I'm a big fan of the copies of the earlier copies of the Mona Lisa.
Very cool.
I want the earlier copies.
I went through a phase when I was really fascinated with Da Vinci and his artwork.
Yeah, he's quite a character.
Yeah, him and Michelangelo were always my favorite.
Oh, you know what these girls' names are?
Mona and Lisa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's their real names, Mona and Lisa. And I think this is Lisa, the redhead.
Lisa's the redhead.
And this is Mona.
Mona's the.
Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the last name. It's not like an Austrian name or anything. It's like Wagner or something like that. I was like, how'd that happen?
Could be pronounced like Wagner or something. I know the. Well, he was German, the composer Wagner. Richard Wagner.
Yeah. All right. What a great episode, like you said.
Yeah, this is a great way to kick off episode 200, season 7. And season 7, this is going to be a great season. And I'll tell you why, because the 7 is a great number. It's one of my three favorite numbers. My other three favorite numbers are 5, 7, and 9. You notice they're all odd. 7 is also a very biblical number.
Yeah.
And 7 was also Malcolm X's number. That really doesn't have anything to do with anything, but just a little fun fact that I know.
But they got 5 albums on the iTunes, and they're only $9.99, so they're really cheap for all those songs.
How many points were on the Statue of Liberty's crown? 7 for the 7
That's
comments.
That's right. Oh, speaking of Statue of Liberty, you like that Time commercial I shared with you?
Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about that. That was a really
I'll close
cool
it
cool
with
commercial.
That. Let me find it.
There you go. Are you going to get emotional?
I might, because that brings up a lot of childhood, and it's just a really good film commercial.
That's all right.
And I want that free gift that you, that you can get.
The little Time, what was it, like a tote or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Time magazine. Turn.
By the Boyds. Well, what a way to get season 7 off to a fantastic start.
So, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how could they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at my horrible email address, capital P, Professor, capital SH83, at gmail.com. And Jason, if anybody wants palm trees, how can they get a hold of you?
I think it's Good Night Sleepyhead Show at gmail.
You're about to find out how you can get this 4-piece Aaron travel Burrow. Set free. So watch closely.
Experience the world with Time and get free with your paid subscription, Time's Travel Set. 3 pieces of luggage and a travel alarm.
To everything turn. There is a season turn.
Turn the pages of Time each week and feel closer to every part of our fascinating world. Subscribe now and get Time for almost half off the cover price. Call 1-800-525-2100 and get 30 issues payable in 3 monthly installments of just $9.89 each. You'll also get free Time's Handsome Travel Collection, including a zippered garment bag, a roomy weekender, a travel tote, all of sturdy parachute nylon, plus a quartz travel alarm. So call 1-800-525-2100 now.
Hi, I'm Nancy, an operator here at Time. If you call now, you'll get Time at almost half off the cover price, plus our 4-piece travel set, free with your paid subscription. This offer won't last long, so call now.